views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny with Colette Steffen. We'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I have been traveling around the globe, sharing life-transforming information, meeting really cool people, visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, and it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to give a quick update from last week's show when we had Karen Betton on, and we had a bit of problems in the first bit. We were running energy pretty high. We had a young man by the name of Dan come on, and we worked on the pain in his hamstring. He's training for a marathon, and he's gotten back to us to let us know that the pain is totally, completely gone. And he is he was out running, and he was already running about a mile when he realized that there was no pain. So that's a real cool result that I just wanted to share with everyone. My guest today is Phil Free. He first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And he has continued to apply energy techniques to his everyday life to resolve the concerns and the issues and that he's facing every day, and to facilitate improvement for himself and his family, friends, and clients. And he really feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. And Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual, and he received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. Now, I met Phil back in 2008 at a seminar, and we have been working with each other ever since to clear energy and just to improve each other's ability to move energy more quickly and more efficiently. It is truly a pleasure to have Phil on The Truth is Funny today, and we're going to clear some energy for you. Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's really a real pleasure to have you on The Truth is Funny and to connect with you in this way and, share this information with people about how to, move energy so that your life becomes more pleasant to live. And today's topic, like we decided on, that we would like to focus on, how to have fun using all of your senses to create, a joyful and harmonious reality. So, we're always steering our life. And so we want to steer it with a practical and applicable roadmap, so you can follow your heart and reach your destination sooner rather than later. And I know you have a lot of thoughts about this, Phil. So, let's talk about manifesting reality. What's your experience of that? How do you manifest your thoughts into being?
Well, it's a several step process, which I suppose we'll get into. And I'm not claiming to be an expert by any means, but I'm definitely capable of manifesting a lot. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, we can start at the beginning, but, so first is being clear about the goals and the intents of the goal, why we have that goal, how will it benefit us, how will it benefit the world around us. So that's a good starting point.
Yeah, that is a good starting point. So if, say, maybe let's grab something specific, because quite often I have people, emailing me and asking me how can I get to, they want to purchase a house, or they want to save up enough money to get a house and live in that house. Let's take that for example. What would your suggestion be? How would you begin?
Well, so you I would begin by just getting in touch with what I want, and that may mean visualizing. That may mean writing a list. It may mean both, and then a few other things that I'll get into. But basically, a lot of people have heard about writing lists. I find that for me, it's worked. It's worked many times, especially in your example the example that you asked me to talk about buying houses. And, every time I've moved, I've written lists prior to moving. And they're pretty detailed, I mean, it's not just like four or five things. It's like, it's been, 25, 30, 35, up to like 45 bullet points, if you'd like, or things or features that I'm looking for, or qualities of the neighborhood or things like that, 45 points, up to 45 points, let's call it, or maybe even more. And every time, it's always worked. Obviously, I combine my other knowledge, if you'd like, or awarenesses, to help that reality into being. But it's worked every single time. If you look at the lists of what I've wanted in the last, four places or so that I've moved, every place has been an upgrade in my estimation. And I've used a list every time to get very specific with myself about what I want. So that's where it starts.
So you would say, your list, what would it include? The location of the house, the amount of bedrooms in the house, all of that?
Yeah, I'll start broad, something like you just said. Well, I'll start with, the bedrooms, perhaps. That's, is it a four-bedroom, whatever a person needs. And then, everything, from how big I want the kitchen to be, how far I want the neighbors to be, how big a lot do I want. It was pretty detailed, one of them, wrote that wanted one of those hot tubs in the house, the jacuzzi tubs or whatever for a bath, got that, I've wanted all kinds of stuff, and it's all manifested. I mean, gotten pretty specific at times. I mean, in fact, the last place I moved into, the one I'm living into now, it was, rather than write a list, actually what I did was I told myself that I wanted to find a place that had the best of all my previous places. So I didn't actually write a list in that case, but I put that intent out there. And then when I did find this place, it pretty much had everything, the best of every place I'd had before. So that's how it came to being for me.
That's cool. So you actually get into that detail, and then after you've done it enough times, you kind of are in a place where you're always moving towards better. The change is always going towards better. And then you're able to, when people don't have a fear about change and you get strong to the move, then what happens is you get into a place where you can always know that the change that you're going to have is going to be better than the change that you had before. And so, when people are in that place, it's a lot easier to handle the change as it comes up and to, strengthen yourself energetically, that you will focus on what it is you want. And I also find it really helpful to be in a place where you come from the place that you're at. You start feeling that you are in that house. We have to take a short intermission here right now. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette, and we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
Are Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. And before we continue, can you just share your contact information, Phil, in case someone would like to have a private session with you?
Phil at hotmail.com, WHATPHIL at hotmail.com.
Awesome. And, you know, if anyone's listening there and you have an issue and you would like to call in, we promise we will be very careful not to embarrass you in any way on the radio show calling in with your issues. So feel free, 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to talk some more with you, Phil, about how reality is thought, and because you have a real cool way of explaining that to people.
Sure. Well, all right. Yeah, a lot of people say things like that and don't necessarily give tangible examples. So I, you know, do my best to give an examples that everybody can grasp. So, I mean, what I suggest people do is just look around them. Just look around the room where you're in right now, or if you're outside, whatever, or in a car or whatever. Obviously, probably not many people listening in the car, but nevertheless, everything around us that was made by humans was a thought before it was a reality. I mean, somebody had to think about it before it was created into a physical manifestation. Even things that are mass-produced, somebody had to think about a number. Somebody had to invent the machine that mass-produces them, things like that. So when you really break it down, everything we see around us that was made by the humans was a thought before a reality. So just with that logic in mind, we can now start to project the future reality of what we want just by putting our thoughts and our attention on what we want. Kind of like what we talked about with writing that list. We write a list of what we want, you know, for a house, which we talked about before the break. Well, we can do that in other areas of life. What do we want in other areas of life? So once we get our thoughts in line with the reality we want to create, it's a huge first step. Without which life feels very, very random to a lot of people, and they don't really seem or feel like they have a lot of control, like I didn't for a long time. For me now, it's you know, I feel like I live the life that I want to live, and I create, you know, as I please. So that's a very different shift from, you know, just being your average person, like, you know, just believing everything I heard. And
yeah, and this is really something that I've been really working towards for the last two and a half years in particular. When I first got into moving energy, and it was because of a series of events that were happening in my life at the time, and I, you know, my dad, you know, he collapsed and he was paralyzed from head to toe in a 36-hour period, and, you know, in and out of the hospital after that. And then my niece was in an accident, and I saw the power of the remote healing that brought her back.
You know, that basically we are, how to say, we're affected by multiple things, you know, when I'm manifesting. So obviously, you know, when we get our intent, then, you know, when it comes to like a fear or a hesitation or anything like that, we do want to face it, in the sense that if we think that we can just jump over things we don't like, a lot of people don't like to think about what they don't like. Like you said, the head in the sand kind of mentality. That doesn't really work. It's not going to work because that stuff's going to come back. And I just wanted to point out, I mean, I don't know if it's exactly answer your question, but I just wanted to, while you were talking, I just wanted to add to what you were saying, was that that it's not an overthinking process. You know, even the way we're explaining it, or, you know, between the two of us, sounds like, oh yeah, like, you know, you got to really think and analyze every little thing. I mean, I would say we start with our awareness. Our awareness usually dictates to us, how honest are we being to ourselves. You know, then the awareness, our general awareness, will ask the right questions at the right time. And if we do, you know, then these things that we've talked about will come up. I also did want to mention, just in the list of blockages as well, that one of the blockages that we face sometimes on an energetic level, as you call it, you know, and that's what I want to explain to the average person who may not listen to energy talk a lot. Like a karma with somebody, what does that mean? Like, well, let's say if I've wronged you, if I've made a promise to you and then I didn't keep that promise and now you're suffering because of that, you know, you loaned me some money and I didn't pay you back, and you need that money to pay bills or whatever, and your life is now, like, you know, suffering because of my action or my choice or whatever. So whenever we have underlying karmas, or unresolved karmas, I should say, then that's also going to get in the way of affecting our goals. And, you know, it's hard to accomplish a goal, you know, when we have, you know, a lot of things that are kind of hanging over our head, as we might think. When we have a lot of negative karmas, as we might call it, you know, then it's really hard. And even if we do get success, then that backlash is going to come at us, you know, that we haven't solved. So there's no running from our problems. We really have to solve them. That's the bottom line of all that.
Yeah, and the thing is about karma is that you can have karma that you accumulate yourself.
By top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil here with me today, and we are clearing some energy. Apparently, we have we were just speaking about karmic spaces, but we have Amy from Pennsylvania on the line here, and so we're going to clear some energy for you, Amy, and then we'll get back to the karmic spaces. So, Amy, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. And what can Phil and I clear for you?
Clear some old energy. I've been having some difficulty of trying to find a new job, and it's been quite some time, and I can't seem to get the job that I want.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm not quite
what,
sure
what is?
What the
let's go straight to what you want. Tell us what you want.
I just want to work like in the business field, and I want to work more in an upper level. Right now I'm doing accounting, but I want the next level step above, like managing more departments.
One of the karmic spaces is being blind to your own beauty, and that came up with Amy. Also there's another of anger, and that's, you know, anger is not your natural state. And so a lot of times when we don't get what we want, we kind of feel that anger rising up. And I'm getting that Amy's suppressing that anger, like wanting to be a nice person and do things the right way. So we just strengthen you, Amy, that you're going to step into your power 100% there. What else do you pick up, Phil, for her that we could just clear here quickly?
Okay, so for her, she has a weakness, like a lot of people, with her mother actually stopping her from manifesting a lot of what she wants. So it doesn't matter whether the mother is alive or not. There can still be karma or weakness between the two. So we're going to change that for her and strengthen that relationship, whether it's, you know, active, you know, supposedly, you know, whether they're both alive or not, it doesn't matter. So just strengthen the relationship between the two of them. And then other sort of people, parental influence type people.
Okay, and then, you know, pride is coming up, and that's another of the karmic spaces, like a fear of rejection. Because when you go out there and you're working towards getting applying for a job and you don't feel that you're getting anywhere, then what happens is, you know, the accumulated experiences, we just want to clear all those for her. And this is going way down the family line. So we just want to strengthen that for you, Amy, that, and this information about your mom, it's basically coming in. I want to point this out to all moms out there. Sometimes moms worry about us. That's what a lot of moms do. We want to strengthen all moms to have strong thoughts about their children and strengthen their children in that way. And so we just, you know, call that energy in for you. And I'm just going to get back to now the other karmic spaces that, just being aware that there are these 11 different spaces as well as the people that you run into in your life. I'm not going to go through all of them because I want Phil to be able to finish off here with, what would be the next step once we clear this energy like we have with Amy. Now, where should she go?
Okay, well, there's a few steps, part of it, I would say one of the key aspects of all of this is our being aware. And so awareness, in order to be aware of the situation and what we want, the goals and the blockages that are in the way, part of the time we may need to change our angle or perception, from which we view things. So it's helpful to at times change angles in a sense, or try to look at it for, not necessarily try, but do our best to look at the situation from multiple angles. And then also sort of like a microscope or a telescope where we can kind of change the focus too, where we can get a more broad focus or a more laser focus as necessary.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with my guest today, Phil Free. Hi, Phil. You can hear me well now?
Hi.
Awesome. Perfect.
Hi.
Okay, so we were talking about Amy and what the next step, like why it is that some people can manifest more than others with more ease than others and have the power to do that. So you were just explaining what she could do next, like to take the next step to get this career going that she wants. And we're going to strengthen that word for you, Amy, that you're gearing up for a career, not for a job. There we go.
Right.
And okay, and Phil, we have Karen on the line from New York, so we're just going to take her call quickly here. Hi, Karen, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hi, Phil. Are you there, Phil? Yeah, Karen can't. I don't know quite what's going on here.
Hello?
Okay, we're going to go back to talking about Amy, the next step that she can take until we can get Karen on. And, you know, when you get in touch with this, Phil, what is her number one weakness here stopping her from getting this career going now that we've cleared this karma between her family and...
Okay, so number one weakness for her, karma with some people, I believe it's like competitive karma, kind of, like, almost like sibling rivalry kind of energy. I don't know if it's with her siblings or with coworkers or something, but...
Yeah, it was coming up somewhat coworkers, and so we just strengthen that. It's kind of like a feeling that she doesn't want to be too much better than everybody else around her. So we want to strengthen that
right,
she could
right.
step into her potential and into her power absolutely fully, 100%. And so getting into that. So, you know, for the person that's out there listening right now and wondering, like, okay, why is it that, you know, even why are some people come into this lifetime with more money and some come in more poor? You know, do you want to sort of explain a little bit about that?
Well, a little bit. I mean, briefly, and this is not the only thing, but one of them is what we talked about, just the karmic thing. So, I mean, again, somebody who may have... you know, ripped a lot of people off in the past or in previous lifetimes, or it comes from an ancestry of a bunch of rip-off artists, you know, might be get ripped off or might have to learn the consequences of that in this life, where they're living a very poor life or they're constantly ripped off themselves. So in that sense, you know, there's that aspect too. Karma plays into it to a degree, ancestral karma as well. And then other than that, people's... intent as well as just awareness of their own energy, their own things like that. You can clear a lot of your own karma when you're aware of these things. I mean, obviously, even if you're not, you know, just by writing the situation, you can do that. So there are a lot of ways to solve it. So when you know, I think for those of us who are aware, I think it's important to notice like where our energy goes weak, if you'd like, or you know, where we lose our balance when we get in touch with a certain topic or other. And if we do, to you know, put our attention back in our midsection, our midline, and just get balanced again.
There we go. See, now I can feel Amy shifting here. Apparently, we do have Karen still here, so we're just going to see. Karen, are you on? Okay,
oh,
cool. Hey, Karen,
awesome.
What do you have to say?
Hi, I'm crazy congested, and I was a little energetic upgrade of breathing better, and I'm tired, exhausted.
Okay, so that's a lot of grief coming in, a lot of congestion, the congestion's coming up on a mental level. We're just going to strengthen you to have be more clear in all of your thoughts coming in, all the energies coming in. That you can separate it so you're not into overwhelm. There's some energy also coming about, I'm feeling, about from most of this being external forces and then weakening you from the internal. And so it's about not even being, it's like not wanting your head on your body, actually. So we just strengthen that. What else are you getting, Phil?
Okay, so congestion, usually it goes on many areas. So I'm getting physical, you know, not just physical body, but there's actually physical space, the house, things like that. So time. It's almost, it's like spring cleaning time, kind of.
There you go. So you, you know, a lot of times when people are moving energy out of their bodies, if you consider that you are a body, you know, you, you have your physical body, but you also have your soul that lives inside that body. Quite often, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was doing a session with, having a private session with a woman, and I was telling her that she was at the, she was wanting to let go of body mass, and I said to her, you know, you're drinking too much water. And she was like, oh, that can't be possible and everything. And right as I was speaking to her, her dehumidifier in her house quit working. And she had a leakage in the basement that she discovered. And so when you have, it's coming up with you, you just have too much water energy. So we just strengthen that, you know, letting that go, the emotions that are flowing through your home. And underneath your home, like there's grids underneath our home sometimes. I'm getting there's some ancient energy there that's bringing up some areas of weakness. So we strengthen all of that. It's coming up for your children too. We want to strengthen what, you know, it's coming up that there's a lot happening in that, in your house at this time. Just strengthen all of that, that you can handle it. You can break it down into small pieces and that you don't have to break down your body in the midst of doing that. What else are you getting, Phil?
So just strengthen her relations, so her relationship, you know, with the people she has in her life. So just again, you know, you mentioned it with the previous caller. Sometimes, this being nice thing is overrated. really, we try to be nice at our own expense a lot of times. You know, an undervalued term or idea or notion is being fair. You know, it's like few people talk about that these days, but I think it's a lot more balancing than being nice. Nice implies that, you know, we're giving of ourselves almost beyond, you know, what is normal. So,
and I'm getting that that's an issue. And we have someone by the name of Kim who's just messaged us, and she wants to know, you know, like she's self-employed and she wants to bring in more sales for her business. So this is a, there's a lot of this energy around right now of people feeling frustrated, not being able. So we're going to strengthen you also, Kim. And I just want to check in with you because we're running out of time here. Karen, how are you feeling now? Is it shifting?
Yeah, it is actually.
Your voice is way clearer. Even the difficulty that you had getting on the call, like just not being able to hear, I'm getting that there's like you've reached your maximum of like kind of like the crap that you want to hear about and the stuff that you want to have that you have to do. And so we just get you really strong that you could hear anything and it won't bother you at all. So even if there's interference noise, you know, on the radio show, any of that, it's just going to, we're going to be clear no matter what. And that's kind of what was creating it for you, I'm getting, is that the congestion in your physical body is a congestion. It's like a traffic jam. You know, when the everybody starts blowing the horns because they can't move forward. And so we want to strengthen that for you. We want to strengthen that for Amy. We want to strengthen that for Kim. We're going to put that in a triad. These are all women, and it's coming up like having lots and lots of duties to have to handle at one time, like, you know, having to wear 20 hats at once. So we just strengthen that. Phil is a father of four daughters. He can relate, right, Phil?
Yep.
Yeah, like your kids, you know. So I just wanted, because we are going to be running out of time very quickly here, I just wanted to check in with you, Karen. How is it now?
It feels good. My right side has cleared up a lot. My left side is draining a little bit now, but I feel better. I feel calmer.
Good.
More centered, yeah.
Great.
Thank you
well,
very
I was
much.
Talking. Phil was correcting. And he did great. Like, awesome. You're moving a lot of energy now. So we'll strengthen that for everybody listening in, that we all could have ease getting what we want. And I want to really thank Phil for being here and doing this. Phil is I can just feel that energy shifting right now. It's really, really powerful. I just wanted to share a little bit of information with our listeners about how you can connect with me. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And I have a Facebook page there speaking about a lot lot of water energy and emotional energy. You know, there's a lot of fear out there about the waters of the world right now. And so if you join my Facebook page, you like my Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette, I have a free gift there for everybody on how to use crystals to charge the waters, to cleanse them around the earth. And it's kind of like a fun little way to do that. I also have a call coming up with Mark Kettenbach on Thursday, April 17th, that you can access through my website regarding our upcoming seminars, Energetic Upgrade. And I'm thrilled to say that I've been invited to be on Dr. Pat's show, radio show on Transformation Talk Radio on April 22nd. And, you know, I will be out at the Spring Festival of Awareness on April 25th, 26th, and 27th. I'm very excited to share the information about energetic upgrade and also the E equals MC squared, which is a presentation I've put together to show people. And I kept it at a level of about grade 5 to grade 8 where I can show people exactly why the universe is has perfect order and how we could tap into that perfect order instead of being afraid that things are spiraling out of control. We are actually spiraling, spinning, and curling into control of our lives when we energetically shift it. And so that's, you know, and also, so I just wanted to share that information. And I wanted to say thank you so much, Phil, for coming on the show and clearing energy for our listeners. And feel free to, you know, email me and let me know if you've noticed a shift. Would you like to just have one last comment to say to our listeners, Phil?
Yeah, just if we're going to manifest a reality, let's manifest a good one. So, you know, let's know what to focus so far ahead. Just everybody focus on themselves, the space around them. And if we all do that and create something nice, we'll be in heaven in no time.
And, you know, that's so cool that you're saying that, because as each of us creates our own reality and we honor ourselves by creating a great one, like you said, you're going to create it one way or the other. It may as well be a great one, that we could all step into that. And then the whole world gets to do that because, you know, everybody follows suit. And so thank you so much, Phil. It was a real pleasure. And thank you, Karen and Kim and Amy, for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be back next week to make some more shift happen. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Hey.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired
tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Hey,
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.